It's Thursday, and that means it's time that we share another beautiful, beautiful news.com story. And you know by now that these are stories of people who are making a difference in the world, in their communities, in other people's lives, and in their own lives. And in this show, we talk a lot about uplifting ourselves and motivating ourselves and making ourselves feel better in order to put that love out into the world, right? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about love and kindness, and it starts at home. And one man doing that, who is going to inspire you maybe to go for that Sunday morning run, is Costa Karastavrakis. I think I said that right. Yay!
You did it. You did it. Thank you so much. Nice to speak to you, Danny.
It's so good to speak to you, especially since I've read your story. I've done a bit of research, and you are super, superman. Like, you are this one of the strongest people I think I've heard about. So before we get into the reason behind why we're talking to you now, give me a little bit of your background, Costa. Who is Costa?
Okay. Well, right now I'm a guy who is trying one day at a time to stay off alcohol and drugs and lead a productive life. I come from Johannesburg originally, and led a fairly successful life and career until drugs brought me to my knees in my early 30s, where it started off with a lot of drinking as a teenager, ending up with a crystal meth addiction in my early 30s that brought me to my knees and gave me what I call a spiritual gift to that I was so desperate, I would do anything and everything in my power to never, ever feel that way again. And that moment when I decided to stop and reach out for help and put my hand up and say game over is a moment I remember every day and is a moment that propels me to make the best version of myself given the miracle of the life that I've been gifted with.
So now, Costa, you say in this article that you, when you started drinking at 12, you found relief in oblivion. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this because currently lockdown all over the world, things are not great for very many, many people. And maybe theirs isn't meth. Maybe theirs isn't cocaine. Maybe theirs is too much food, too much wine, and not enough sunlight and exercise. I want to talk about this temporary relief and how dangerous this line is, no matter what that is.
Well, yeah, the temporary relief, you know, at age 12, obviously, I didn't know myself. All I knew was that I was in pain of some sort. It came from a history of being bullied in primary school. And after I had my first drink, there was an edge that was taken off that I thought, okay, this is actually something that feels nice, because what we do with alcohol, drugs, TV, social media, whatever, anything that gets taken to an addictive level is we are shutting those feelings off. So I'd like to say is I used to be allergic to my feelings. And the allergy meant I needed to get rid of my feelings. I didn't want to look at them. I didn't want to understand them or process them. Yeah. A lot of feelings, bad feelings, come from trauma. And a lot of people don't want to look at the trauma. It's just too difficult. And with lockdown now, it's just too difficult for many people to actually understand the fear that they're going through, the panic, the anger, never mind anger, rage for some people. So it's easier to switch it off, but the easy route, like we know with most things in life, is not necessarily the route that gets us to where we need to go. It's a temporary fix. It's something that unfortunately can become dangerous, because we have a saying in the program I belong to is one is too many and 1,000 never enough. Mm. Once you unleash an addictive, particularly with hard drugs, any drugs, alcohol is a drug. And once you unleash that, once your body gets used to the fact that, hey, I feel better and I've stopped and I've forgotten my worries with one drink, maybe next time I have worries, I'll try that again. And the next time I'll need more and I'll need more, because biologically the body needs more and gets used to things. So it needs more and more every time. So particularly in lockdown, we're pushing down feelings with food, with alcohol, with sleep, with drugs, is because we don't want, because I used to not want, I didn't want to feel. And a lot of people I know battling in lockdown don't want to feel.
Now, Costa, you go on to say that you used drugs and alcohol for 24 years before you got clean.
And, you know, I'd love to downplay it, but most of it was alcohol in, okay, in very, very large amounts. You can get away with drinking a hell of a lot in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
There's always an occasion to drink. There's always sports. There's all Wednesdays, ladies' night, Thursdays, boys' night, Fridays, this month.
And it's normal. Thursday. So normal. Everyone does it.
And also, like for me, there were always enough friends to find to drink with. So alcohol was my primary drug. And then I dangerously introduced hard drugs in my late 20s, early 30s. And those brought me to my knees very quickly. So, yeah, 24 years of using mainly alcohol, which made me a very high-functioning drunk. I'm not saying it's not possible. Bad judgment calls and bad mistakes made on booze, as well as gratefully not running in with the law or actually harming myself. I got away very lucky.
Would you mind telling me about that moment? Was there a moment where you say you were brought to your knees? What does that moment feel like when you realize, okay, this is not great, I should maybe do something about that?
So I can access that moment right now. It always brings me to tears.
I don't want to make you cry.
No, these are good tears. This is my soul flushing, and I flush it every day. Crying is something I'm very used to, and I love doing it. But that last day, that last moment, where the darkness and the hole that you get into is, there's nothing deeper, nothing darker. It's a possession that I call it, like being possessed by something that I had no control over. The fear. I've never been that scared in my life. I've never been that lonely, that lost. It's beyond the deepest pain I've ever felt. And all of that pain, the downer. You know, down is not a strong enough word for it. It was the most painful feeling I've ever felt. And that is a moment that for me was my rock bottom and my turning point.
Okay. For someone who is there now, who kind of is there but not sure what the next step is, because it's not as if you can just easily walk into a meeting, what are the ways forward in this COVID-19 world that we're living in?
The easiest advice I give everybody, and please bear in mind, I'm not a professional. I'm a storyteller. I speak about my own experience. And the one thing I tell everybody is tell someone you're in trouble. Tell someone you're just not understanding your feelings. Tell someone you drank a little too much last week and don't know what that meant. Tell someone you've just finished your last bag of crystal meth and you don't know where the next one's coming from. And tell someone that you love, or someone that you think loves you at least. And if you don't have those people in the world, there are toll-free lines you can help. Many resources on Google to call up. And because once you tell someone, you're beginning to break the cycle. Give yourself a break and tell someone. Those are my two very easy steps. The third step is leave a small opportunity for the belief that there could be a miracle. Because when you're hooked on drugs or hooked on alcohol, you think that it's physically impossible to give up. But just leave a small opportunity that maybe a miracle can happen in your life. And then maybe you can have the miracle that happened in my life, because it's a spiritual door you leave open. And once you open that spiritual door just a little bit, and maybe believe in a miracle, and you've told someone, and they get you some help, before you know it, there's a momentum that starts building, and you're on your road to recovery.
Now, your road to recovery took you, like the title of your book says, from meth to marathons. Tell me about this journey. This is an incredibly inspiring journey.
Well, when you stop using drugs and alcohol, you've got a lot of free time on your hands and some extra money. And you also have I had my energy back. I was sleeping well. I started waking up before my alarm clock. And my partner at the time was training for comrades and running every morning. I was like, what's this running stuff? So I put on this dodgy pair of fashion sneakers and some what I thought was sports gear and ran around the block once. And what that releases is endorphins.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, endorphins, I call them free drugs. They're on demand. You can get them just after 20 minutes of exercise, and I felt amazing. And the next morning I woke up and I thought, well, hang on a second, let me try this again. And very incrementally, with very small steps, every day, every week, every month, I slowly built up to my first 5K run. And then my 10K run. And 4 or 5 years later, I'm doing my first New York Marathon.
Oh, what? Wow. I didn't know
Yeah, no, we didn't mess around, you know?
I mean, obviously not. Wow. So you are now running marathons all around the world. You are an author. You are speaking on your experiences. What are some of the things that you've learned about yourself in recovery?
In myself in recovery, I've learned that I actually like order. I like a program. I like a plan. I've also learned, the biggest lesson is I've learned that I can't do this alone. Thanks to the love of my family, my friends, my counselors, my psychologists, I can't do this alone. And the other thing I've learned is I'm never alone. Thanks to a spiritual feeling I get that even when I'm all by myself, lying in bed alone, I'm never alone. And that's probably been the best lesson, that I can get through anything. Somebody was telling me, how are you dealing with Corona? I was like, Corona, bring her near me, or bring him near me, because I've taken on crystal meth. Corona doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
And so I've learned there's a tenacity it's given me. I've learned that I'm way tougher than I ever thought I was. And I've also learned that with just small, like another thing that my mantra is aim low. Aim low, do small little incremental things every day, and they all add up. One day at a time, things really, really add up to some spectacular things. I would never have thought I would have been here, but the only way I got here is one step at a time, one day at a time.
Costa, thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, one last thing. For someone listening who is living with someone who has a problem, what are some of the things that they can do?
So the first thing, I've never been that person living with someone. I've always been the person.
Yeah.
And if you're living with someone, the first thing to do is to get help for yourself. You tell someone and ask them for help and advice on what you need to do. Tell other people what you're going through. Get some support, because you need support. Taking on an addict, taking on flaming a raging addiction is not to be done alone. And also, professionals exist who can support you. So that's the first thing I would say, is look for resources, get some assistance, and then come up with a plan together with other people for how you can approach the addict or the person suffering, and actually treat their affliction as a mental illness that needs attention and care, but it definitely needs intelligent attention and care, and professional attention and care. The other thing is, when you're super close to the person, it's even harder to be tough or to take the tough decisions. So get people to help you, and don't try this alone. That's my advice.
I love this. Costa, thank you so much for your time. And the book, what is it called? Yes. Where can we get it? How do we find you on Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff?
Okay, so the book is called I Am Costa, From Meth to Marathons, published by Bookstorm, and available in all good bookstores. Or you name them, it's at all of them, including all the online Take a Lot Loots, etc. Exclusive books, bargain books around the country. I'm available on Instagram. Follow me at Costa Johannesburg, or on Facebook, you can follow me at Costa Karastavrakis, or just Google I Am Costa, and then all my details will come up. And my website is thisiscosta.com.
Stunning. Costa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and for this opportunity to hopefully speak to someone's heart or someone's soul. And if you're out there struggling, tell someone and go easy on yourself. Thank you so much.